April 25th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I am pleased with the prayer effort here yesterday. Continue daily to pray for the conversion of the heart of the world. This must take place in order to stop the greed and atrocities of war. Each nation has been endowed with strengths and suffers weaknesses according to my will. Prayer is the key to prospering in grace. Some nations have to suffer much for the spiritual weakness of others. It is then governments must join forces in Christian charity. Do not presume I am not privy to every decision in each present moment. Include my will in your plans. Use your personal strengths towards the victory of our united hearts. Be united in prayer as you were yesterday." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 3. "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.